This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:14 in for Tommy Tucker on this President's Day. Glad you're with us. Keep the texts coming. I'll read some of them coming up a little later about this report you heard in the news about whether or not our pets truly love us the way we love them. Do you think your pets love you, or do they just see you as someone to pet them, feed them, give them treats, and as a resource? Ali Bustamante is a UNO professor in the Department of Economics and Finance and director of the Division of Business and Economic Research, and has done some research on housing costs here locally and nationwide. Good morning, Professor. Happy President's Day.
Good morning. Happy President's Day.
Glad you could be with us. Inflation has definitely been one of the most troublesome and difficult things that we've been dealing with now for really the last several years. And people have been feeling the pain, but housing prices have outpaced inflation we're seeing in other parts of the economy, haven't they?
Absolutely. In fact, when we think about inflation overall, which is to say, you know, the overall increase in prices, housing is really a key element that is actually causing a lot of these pressures. As you mentioned, you know, it's really the biggest and largest pinch that folks are really feeling these days.
Yeah, and for most people, it's the biggest single payment they make every month, whether it's toward their mortgage or toward their rent. That's the one thing. You need a roof over your head. And for most people, now I know car prices have gotten to a point, and trust me, I went car shopping last week, to a point where cars now, new cars in many cases, cost more than some homes, and definitely more than the first home I bought, but we'll stick to housing. It is the biggest portion of a lot of people's monthly expenses. How much has housing prices increased?
I mean, it really is right now when we're, first off, and over the year, when we think about what's actually driving in the increase in overall prices, about 30% of that, it has to do with housing. It's really not just, you know, home ownership in terms of mortgages and home insurance, but also rents. And when we're looking at, you know, relative to where we were just, you know, 3-4 years ago, you know, with the pandemic, we've seen housing prices increase almost to about 20%.
My goodness. So your rent, your mortgage, when you include all of the other costs, when you're talking about housing, you are also talking about insurance and utilities and everything else that goes along with living in a house or an apartment.
Yes, we are. And, you know, we actually have the ability to disaggregate that. But really across the board, as you mentioned, you know, we know very well here in Louisiana, you know, home insurance prices have just like skyrocketed overall. But it really is, you know, housing, as you mentioned, you know, it's the largest expense that most people have. And that's really the biggest pinch that folks are feeling. Although I also mentioned that over the year, we've actually seen some considerable increases in both obviously food prices as well as gasoline over time.
Yeah, I'm not discounting the other parts of the inflationary calculation, but housing clearly a big problem. And you talk about it's responsible for 30% of the inflation we've seen, and the average person is paying 20% now more for housing than they were just a short time ago. So why have housing costs gone up so dramatically?
Well, there's really two key parts. One of them is the fact that interest rates are really high. You know, interest rates have been, right now your 30-year mortgage is most likely going to be over 7%. And a lot of that is not just impacting the cost of homeownership itself in terms of getting a mortgage, but also the cost of development. So there's a lot of developers who are really reticent to break ground on new projects with these interest rates so high.
You know, on one hand, I was excited. I sold a house 3 years ago and got dramatically more for that home than I paid for it because of the housing inflation. But of course, I had to then go buy another home. So I went from seller to buyer, not so happy as a buyer as I was as a seller.
And that's, in fact, something that that I think a lot of folks are really, really aware of right now. The fact that if they do sell their home, you know, they might be facing a lot higher mortgage rates than they were previously paying, as well as just the overall, much higher valued market than they had, you know, when they probably first purchased that house several years ago. And so that's actually another factor that is really contributing to housing prices remaining stubbornly high. The fact that there's just a lot of folks who, you know, might be thinking twice before selling their homes.
We're talking with Professor Ali Bustamante at UNO about the dramatic increases we've seen in the costs of housing, both rents, mortgages, insurances, and everything else that it goes into what you pay to keep a roof over your head. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, what does the future look like? Do we see anything on the horizon that suggests we're going to stop seeing these dramatic increases in what it costs for a home, whether that's insurance rates, interest rates, property values, or anything else that's going to help in that regard? I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We're back with Professor Bustamante after we take a look at WWL traffic. Professor Ali Bustamante is with us at UNO as we're talking about how housing costs have dramatically skyrocketed, outpacing other inflationary costs that we've been dealing with over the last several years. 20% increases in housing costs, which is responsible for nearly a third of all of the inflation we've been dealing with. Professor, does the future look any brighter in terms of slowing this inflation?
Well, you know, there's really two key parts that are going to shape what the next couple of years looks like. One is interest rates. The unfortunate part is that right now the Federal Reserve was on track to continue to cut interest rates, which again was going to ease some of this pressure that has been that a lot of developers and a lot of folks have been feeling about, you know, driving higher prices up, as well as preventing the new development of a lot of new housing. That being said, with a lot of the trade uncertainty right now, the Federal Reserve is on path to actually slowing, if not, you know, at least temporarily pausing interest rate cuts. And so that's really one factor where it's really not till we get much lower interest rate cuts, much lower interest rates, that we're actually going to see some of these pressures ease. The second part, as we kind of mentioned, is, you know, when are folks going to feel a lot more comfortable listing their home?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So it's really a chicken or egg thing where, you know, it's when folks really feel, you know, that they're, that the economy is doing, you know, extremely well enough that they're able to sell their homes and find a new home at a relatively reasonable price, that they're going to increase that housing supply as well.
Yeah, so with the Fed's efforts to right the economy include slowing down interest rate cuts, that may be helpful to some sectors of the economy, but it really is not to the housing sector.
Exactly right. So, you know, if you're, you know, your savings account is going to have much higher returns than it otherwise would. But when it comes to, and, you know, and actually, you know, your housing prices might continue to go up in terms of, you know, your, if you're a homeowner, you know, your home values are probably going to continue increasing. That being said, it really provides no relief to the folks who are buyers right now, either facing a limited supply of housing options or high interest rates.
Yeah, it's not easy. And nonetheless, you need a roof over your head. You can't pitch a tent and call it a day. At least most of us cannot. So I guess we'll just have to continue to follow the bouncing ball and hope for the best. Professor Bustamante, any final thoughts before I let you run?
You know, as I mentioned, you know, right now we're it's a bit of uncertain economic times, but, you know, I feel optimistic that we can actually get to a place where we have, you know, the Federal Reserve cutting these interest rates and really easing a lot of these tensions.
Thank you, Professor. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your President's Day. I'm not sure how you're supposed to observe President's Day, but, you know, go feel presidential, I guess.
Great.
Or buy a mattress.
Thank you so much.
Right. All right. Thank you, yes. Professor. Professor Ali Bustamante at UNO. We heard in the news a new survey out on whether or not pet owners believe their animals truly love them the way humans love each other. And an overwhelming majority of pet owners believe they do. Others, though, are maybe a little bit more pragmatic and realize that many animals, their entire focus really is just on positive reinforcement, and they will, quote unquote, love whoever feeds them, whoever pets them, whoever provides them with the things that they want, the treats, the toys, and so on. One text comes in on the Oakwinhart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870. Says, Dave, I believe our pets do love us. Had a cat that when I was sick, she would jump on my bed and lay by me. She never did that any other time. She knew I wasn't feeling well, so I saw it as a sign that she was trying to comfort me and did indeed love me. Now, this says, Dave, I believe pets do love humans. That's why there is often such a deep connection and why humans feel such deep love back. You give love when you get love and vice versa. And I get that feeling. I understand that. But at the same time, I don't know that they love us the same way that we love a human. I don't know that they have the same sort of longing and missing if we go away that we have if we lose some human that we love. I believe that it's a far more quickly replaceable kind of love that I know. And I've owned many dogs and many cats and other animals, but I know even my current cat who, the minute I come home, comes running to me, and I do give him a treat because, well, he comes running to me, and it's and as soon as I sit down on the couch, he jumps up, and I pet him, and he purrs, and it's all wonderful. And I've had dogs similarly that get so excited when I come home, but I think I know deep down that, really, if I stop coming home, whoever did start coming home, as long as they provided them with the food and the treats and the petting, that they'd probably very quickly love them just as much. I hope the same isn't true about my wife if suddenly I were gone. I'm Dave Cohen. Coming up next half hour, we're going to talk a little bit more about Mardi Gras. How'd the first weekend go? And what's ahead for these cold parades this weekend? And any changes you need to be aware of now that we're diving into the depths of the carnival celebration. That's all after the news on WWL. 8:46, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. He'll be back tomorrow. He's out observing President's Day, I presume. Didn't really ask him where he was going to be today, so I don't know. I do know where Arthur Hardy is today. The founder of the Mardi Gras Guide is right here with us at WWL. Morning, Arthur.
Good morning. I know where Tommy is.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, he's got his chair out for the Endymion Parade on Orleans Avenue.
He's already lining up, holding down the best spot. It's going to be a rough weather ride if he's going to sit out the whole time between now and then.
Yeah, but he'll have a great spot, right?
Yeah, and then people will show up at the last minute and stand right in front of him. So it's just how it works.
That's how it goes, yeah.
Man, I got to go to the Titans Parade in Slidell Friday night. And the Driftwood Parade in Kenner on Saturday, two very different celebrations, but both very enthusiastic, and everyone had a great time. This first weekend, a little different this year because of Super Bowl. Things aren't exactly where they belong. I was trying to make it out to Little Rascals on Sunday to see how that crew has revived itself and didn't make it. So, but how was this first weekend before the big two weekends?
You know, it's been terrific from everything that I've seen and experienced. This used to be almost a dead weekend, and now, I mean, this being the one that just passed us, you know, you've got so many different choices to make from boat parades to kid parades to, you know, parades in Slidell and the Marinette. I mean, it was just a great weekend. But officially, the parade season, according to ordinance at Orleans and Jefferson, starts this coming Friday. And, you know, there are more parades on this weekend than on Fat Tuesday weekend. And that used to not be the case. You know, you would ramp up to the big weekend. Not anymore. 18 parades this weekend and 15 on Fat Tuesday weekend. And, by the way, 1 year from today will be Fat Tuesday 2026. How about that?
All right. We're 1 year away from the next Fat Tuesday, but we still got a couple of weeks till this year's Fat Tuesday. We'll look forward to that. But an earlier Fat Tuesday next year. Why do you think it is that this weekend now, and I have a theory, but I want to hear yours. Why do you think it is that the weekend before the pre-Fat Tuesday weekend now has more parades than the Fat Tuesday weekend?
Well, two reasons. There weren't many openings on the weekend before Fat Tuesday. You know, in Orleans Parish, it's frozen. You're not going to get a new permit there. And it's just a lot. It's a calmer weekend. And let me tell you, visitors have caught on to this, that hotel rooms are less expensive, parking's easier. This is almost like the locals' weekend. So it's become more popular, or as popular, I should say, more in terms of the quantity of parades. But I mean, I remember as a kid, it was Carrollton Sunday, and that was pretty much how it started.
Yeah.
And now, my goodness, it's wall-to-wall parades. But
And some really good parades and some really great activities. Family Gras has really blossomed in Jefferson Parish, and they sought to make the weekend before the Fat Tuesday weekend where to be was Jefferson and Veterans Memorial Boulevard. But I think the city has now added some great parades this weekend as well. I feel like the people who ride in parades love to ride this weekend, but next weekend they love to go to the Super Cruise. So maybe that's why we have more parades this weekend than next weekend.
Well, that's a good thought. And, you know, you could on the Uptown Parade route on Saturday, you could plop down a folding chair and see six parades, and I added it up, 124 floats. I mean, that's a whole season, right?
This Saturday.
So, yep. Quite a day. So we're looking forward to it, and I hope to see as much as I can. I can't get around like I did when I was 25, but I'm still out there enjoying it.
You may not hit every ball, every party, every parade, and every activity this time around. We're talking with the founder of the Mardi Gras Guide, Arthur Hardy. When we come back, I want to ask him about changes that we can expect this year to our Mardi Gras celebrations. We'll do that after we check on WWL traffic. 8:55, Mardi Gras Guide founder Arthur Hardy is with us. Arthur, what changes should people expect if they're heading out to parades the next two weekends?
Well, there's some route and date changes. You know, Allo's moved into the spot formerly occupied by Knicks, and they'll follow Druids on Wednesday. Allo had been the third parade of a triple header. This coming Friday, they would be rolling, and they've been ending at like 1 in the morning. So they're welcome.
Late night.
Yeah. So that's big. The Crew of Kings is back in that area. They're off a couple of years, and they're going to go on Lundi Gras. But in terms of the thing that most people were concerned about is the enforcement of these new rules that says no canopies or tents or open flame grills on neutral grounds. The city seems to have backed off a little bit on enforcement, kind of indicating the police have more important things to do. So I think they've kind of put a pause on that, or at least said it's at the discretion of the police officer. So I don't think we're going to see the enforcement that perhaps have been planned of these new rules, which are, you know, game changing. I mean,
if you were telling people they can't grill, they can't boil, they can't barbecue, they can't do any of those things on the parade route, that really changes the complexity the whole feel of the parade route.
Yeah, it changes the experience. So we'll see. Maybe there'll be some, undoubtedly there'll be some conversation in the off season about it, but technically those laws are still on the books that you can't do those things, and it's up to the police to decide if they have the manpower and willpower and need to enforce them.
We also expect to see if anyone went to the French Quarter for the Super Bowl, similar types of security in the French Quarter, particularly on Bourbon Street, that we saw for the Super Bowl as they're continuing in the wake of the New Year's Day terror attack, the SEER 1 federal authorities overseeing the security for Mardi Gras this year. Hopefully that doesn't change the whole feel of the celebration, but it does keep everyone safe.
Well, and I think the parades in general will never have had more security than this year. And some of it you may not see. You know, you don't want the bad guys to know what they're doing, but you will see a lot of police presence on the street and drones. And, you know, I think it's going to be the safest ever. But, you know, let's be honest, it's impossible to completely secure a 5-mile parade route, you know. But we'll do the best we can. And Mardi Gras goes on. You know, we've had things happened in the past that we didn't like, but here we are. Huh? It's Mardi Gras, New Orleans, and we do it.
Yeah, interestingly, at the Super Bowl parade, you saw armored military vehicles along the route with machine gun holding soldiers on those military vehicles, but they also had beads around their neck and hanging from their vehicles, and so it was, they weren't all business, but they were there to keep us safe. It's going to be a cold weekend this weekend. We don't know about next weekend yet, but we're talking about like 40s and 30s during parades Friday and Saturday.
Bring it on. As long as it's not wet, bundle up and get out there. Come on.
Yeah, Sunday too. The only thing I think, the winds are going to be a little high. That may be an issue, catching throws. That's the most frustrating thing is when you see someone on a float trying so hard to get you that throw, and then the wind takes it and blows it far off the course.
It happens.
Arthur, folks can pick up your Mardi Gras guide now?
Yeah, it's everywhere, and we think we have a good issue. I guess the public will decide that, but I'm happy to do it. This is our 49th. Next year will be the big one, 50, assuming I'm still above ground.
All right. Well, let's try to make that happen. Saturday Night Live made 50 last night. They celebrated it. Let's celebrate 50 years of the Mardi Gras Guide with you next year.
Let's do it.
1 year from one year from today is Fat Tuesday. All right. It'll be February 17th next year, not till March 4th this year. So there we go.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you, Arthur. Arthur Hardy here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up next hour, I want to continue this conversation. Do pets really love us? We'll pick it up there, and we'll take a closer look at the freezing weather we're getting at the end of this week.